Hello, I'm Keith Powell, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Let's begin with Count Basie and his orchestra with Rockabye Basie. Rockabye Basie, Count Basie and his orchestra, recorded in 1939, beginning today's edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. I'm really happy to have you with us because we have some wonderful music over the next 1 hour. Ben Webster and Coleman Hawkins from an album they recorded together called Encounters for the Verve label in 1957. We're going to listen to Blues for Yolanda, which of course features Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster on tenor saxophone, and the Oscar Peterson Trio. Thank you. Blues for Yolanda, featuring Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster, from the album Encounters with the Oscar Peterson Trio and Alvin Stoer on drums. It's actually not really jazzy, actually more bluesy, kind of a bit of rock and roll influence there as well. Fantastic recording, I have to say. A few months ago, we played Buddy Rich and his new swinging big band. It's a recording that was made in the late 1960s. And we played something on there that we're going to play again today because a few of you actually wanted to hear it again. And it's a medley that he's playing with his band of songs from the musical West Side Story. The songs are The Overture, Cool, Something's Coming, and Somewhere. Buddy Rich and his band. Buddy Rich and his band recorded live in 1966 with a selection of four numbers from the musical West Side Story. The Overture, Cool, Something's Coming, and Somewhere. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now time for a couple of my favorite vocalists. Kate Hammett-Vaughan from Vancouver, British Columbia, and another Canadian singer from the, well, the East Coast of Canada, George Evans, with a song that I hope you enjoy. But first, Kate Hammett-Vaughan and All of You.
I could gain complete control of you, handle even the heart and soul of you, love at least a small percent of me do, for darling I love all. Good. lovely eyes and arms and mouth of you. The east, west, north, and the south of you. I could gain complete control of you. Handle even the heart and soul of you. Love at least a small percent of me.
It's a lazy afternoon, and the beetle bugs are zooming, and the tulip trees are blooming, and there's not another human in view, but we two. It's a hazy afternoon, and the farmer does his reaping in the meadow, cows are sleeping, and the speckled trout are leaving upstream while we dream. A fat pink cloud hangs over the hill, unfolding like a rose. If you hold my hand and sit real still, you will hear the grass as it grows. It's a lazy afternoon, and I know a place that's quiet, except for daisies running riot, and there's no one passing by it to see. Come spend this lazy afternoon. A fat pink cloud hangs over the hill, unfolding like a rose. if you hold my hand and sit real still, you will hear the grass as it grows. It's a lazy afternoon, and I know a place that's quiet, except for daisies running riot, and there's no one passing by it to see. Come spend this lazy afternoon with me. And the birds are sighing, and the trees are green. Come spend your lazy afternoon. The farmer does his reaping, trout are leaping upstream. Come spend this lazy afternoon.
George Evans with Lazy Afternoon. George Evans actually is now based in Canada. He's originally from Cincinnati, lived in New York, Montreal, Toronto, and now he is in Winnipeg. So he's kind of, he started off eastward, actually, and he's making his way westward, where our first singer was from, Kate Hammett Vaughn, from the album Devil May Care with All of You. Another vocal number right now, and this is a group that is one of my favorite vocal quartets, the Manhattan Transfer and Birdland.
Such as that. No more Scoopy Rock. No more Dr. Lane. That's where it was at. I know was riding high. Hello. Goodbye. I will most cats remember their first Berlin gig. To play in Berlin is an honor we still dig. Yeah, that club was like in another world. Sure enough, yeah, baby. All of the cats and the cooking on people just sat and they were steady looking on. Then Bert, he came and spread the word.
Berlin. Yes, indeed he did.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed,
yes, he did.
Yes, he really did.
Yes, indeed, he really did.
Yes, indeed,
he told the truth way down in Birdland.
Yes, indeed, he did. Yard Bird Parker played in Birdland.
Yes, indeed, he really did.
Everybody did beat bop and the name.
Dancing in the Dark, featuring Miles Davis on trumpet, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Hank Jones on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakely on drums. And of course, that was a very well-known composition. Do you know who the composer is? Sadly, I should know. And just before I was about to mention it, my mind went blank. But we began the set with the Manhattan Transfer and Birdland. But we're going to actually pick things up a little now. Duke Ellington and his orchestra with a Benny Goodman, Lionel Hampton composition. I got that one right. Flying Home. Duke Ellington and his orchestra with Flying Home here on Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If you want to get in touch with us to let us know what you think of the program, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is very, very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. And of course, include any requests in there of something that you would like to hear, or if there's something that you heard on the program that you would like us to air again. We're going to close today's program with a 2 o'clock jump with Harry James and his orchestra. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, take care. We'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.